Our guest today, Rhonda Vincent. Rhonda Vincent and the Rage. You know, Rhonda Vincent has been a guest on this program 7 times before. 8, I think, is close to a record, although she's got quite a way to go to get to Sonny Osborne, who I think is easily double digits, maybe 20. It's always fun to catch up with Rhonda, and I did catch up to her this time. She was about to go on stage, and I had a chance to talk with her for 15 minutes or so, and the energy level is so high when you're around Rhonda all the time, not just when she's on stage, but even before. You'll pick it up right away. She's ready to go on stage. She's so professional. The fact that I'm taking up her time as the opening act is doing their sound check does not bother her at all. What we talk about is their latest album, All the Rage, Volume 1, and why she did it. She had a very specific reason for doing this album now, and you're going to hear about that. And we always enjoy speaking with Rhonda. If you've never seen Rhonda Vincent and the Rage live, it's almost impossible to describe the amount of energy that comes from the stage. Everything is done so well, and she runs the show. She has a great time. I don't know that I've ever seen her not smiling. Please stick around the second hour for our 8th encounter with the Queen of Bluegrass, Rhonda Vincent. I'm really happy to welcome back to Unreal Bluegrass, Rhonda Vincent. How are you, Rhonda?
It's unreal that you're here.
It is unreal.
Oh, my
that I'm
goodness.
Here. I made it. I'm so glad to be here because you're about ready to go on for a show here. And there's nothing better than Rhonda Vincent and the Rage live.
Ooh, it won't be long.
It won't be long. I say this often to people. I don't think there's a better live performing act than Rhonda Vincent and the Rage.
Oh, thank you.
And then what that leads us right into is that you have a brand new live album out.
I do.
And I've listened to it a lot. It's a great album.
Oh, thanks.
It's Volume 1, which implies...
What does that mean?
It means there's got to be at least a 2. And I don't want to give away any secrets, but there's got to be at least a 2 if there's a 1.
There is, yeah. All right. All the Rage, Volume 1, was released November of 2016.
And you recorded this down in McKenzie, Tennessee.
Yes, we did a couple of nights of shows there. Okay. And the reason there is Volume 1 and Volume 2, when we got ready to mix the songs, and they said, you have too many songs. there were like 29 songs total. And so basically we took one completely out, and then we left 28, and we divided it in half, and you have Volume 1, and there will be a Volume 2. Volume 1 became a feature of the band, because that was one of the reasons I wanted to do a live project, to really archive this version of The Rage. They are all world-class musicians. They're all at the very top of their game.
Go ahead, because you're gonna. And all my questions in my head are going away because I know where you're going on this.
Okay.
They are top musicians, and I think everybody recognizes that in The Rage, that all these people are amazing soloists. But there's another part about this album I think you also wanted to archive, if you wanted to use that word.
What's that?
Including you, there's 4 lead vocals on this.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't know of many. There's a lot of great bands, and there's a lot of great soloists, and there's a lot of great singers. I can't... Thinking about coming and talking to you, I can't think of another band that has 4 lead vocals that are this strong. I
understand what you mean. It's like, and everyone can sing. Yeah. Everyone in our group sings, and they sing every part. They don't just sing lead.
Right.
They can play every instrument. Those guys could virtually switch after every song. And I just thought it was important that this captures that. People will come to the show and they'll say, I want what you just did on stage. And so now we have this. We have something that, you know, they can go home and feel like, this is exactly what I saw. That hopefully it captured the excitement, the fun that we have on stage. And so that was another of the purposes of doing that.
It does it well. And I will say this, too, that you are, and I break these issues down about live performances, which is really where the best of bluegrass, I think, comes across. I think you can do things in studios, but I think at a live performance is where the real quality comes through. And I think that your band, I've said this before, is on stage one of the best ever, but one of the parts that I think that you do so well also that is not always covered well, you're a great MC.
Well, thank you.
And you can tell from this, and all the excitement for the people who listen to this new live album, when you introduce people and you give credit to soloists that's what happens live. I've seen you so many times. This is almost like being at a live show because you're very good at pointing out who is doing what and respond and get in the crowd, even from the introductory song on this Mule Skinner Blues. You know, you make sure that volume of intensity and excitement
there's nothing dull about Rhonda Vincent and the Rage live, and it's all good. It's all good stuff.
I love it. Thank you.
Yeah. You and this album, you've got four. I had 14 tunes on it. I think there are two instrumentals.
There, yes.
And one is from Aaron McDerris, All About the Banjo, of course. And then Wow Baby is Hunter's from an album he did years ago, title cut Wow Baby.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there some of these tunes you've never recorded before? There's 14 songs. A lot of these things that so many of your fans will recognize right away that you do. Mule Skinner Blues is the grass any bluer on the other side. I've Forgotten You.
You don't love God.
Yeah.
There has never been this version the way we do it on stage. I recorded it in 2002 for
right.
a project. It was on the Bill Gaither Bluegrass Homecoming. That became our most requested song from that. But we do a version, and in fact, this is a kind of a trivia that no, or something that no one knows, unless you were at the taping of Bill Gaither's. The way we do it on stage, we did it that night, and they edited most of that out.
Oh.
So for television. So there has never been a version of the way we do that song on stage. And it's such a requested song, but yet it doesn't. And I guess there's several arguments to that. Some people complain because they say it's a gospel song, and you know, Hunter's always funny in this. Hunter's just a funny guy anyway. But he starts playing, you know, you never know. I don't even know how we started doing that. And at one point, somebody yelled out Freebird, and Josh even was playing Freebird in the middle of this song. Well, some people frown up on that. They say, you know what, this is a serious song. Mm-hmm. But it's like, we want to have fun. It's like, lighten up, because
yeah.
this is just all in fun. It's no disrespect to God or anyone.
No, the message that you want to convey and you do is still there, but also so it doesn't mean the message has to be not down, but doesn't mean the message can't be livened up and you can't have fun with the same point you're trying to make, right?
Right. Yeah. And that's what I think this
yeah.
brings
yeah.
to this. And so I was important to get that version finally recorded. And I, you know what? That's something we do live. It would never have worked in the studio. It had to be performed live. And so that's something that, to me, is special. Run Mississippi was part of the Mark Twain Words and Music. So this is the first time we kind of adapted it to what we do. So it's not like the studio, because there's different. Sonia Isaacs sang a high harmony mm-hmm. in the studio. So the harmonies are different. We kind of tailored it to what we do. And that's what I think a lot of these are. I've recorded these before, but once we record them, we go and start performing them live, they take on a different personality.
Sure,
they change, and I think that's what this captures now, exactly what we do, the incredible skill that these guys have.
Unbelievable.
Freeborn Man, unbelievably, has never been recorded by Josh Williams.
You know, I was going to ask you that, because I went through the library that I have for him, and it's probably something I've seen him do live and whatever, but I've never heard it. I don't have it recorded anywhere, so thankfully you've got Josh doing Freeborn Man like nobody can.
Well, I don't think every artist hopes that you get a song that fits your voice, that fits your playing style, your instrument, your skill set. This, to me, Freeborn Man is the song that when you say Josh Williams, it's everything about it. His vocal, his mm-hmm. playing. I mean,
playing,
obviously, you know, he learned this 5 years he spent with Tony Rice. And so it was so important. I have to say thank you, Josh, because I don't know why he didn't record this. I am just thrilled that we have this on All the Rage.
It's a great, you know, and we were talking about If You Don't Love God. Old Rugged Cross in this live version that you get the audience to, and that, they don't just sit on their hands, they actually do kind of join in.
Yes, they do.
And you thank them for that, which I think is a nice touch.
Oh, thank you.
Your stage presence, and you've been doing this forever and ever and ever, professionally. I don't mean that as far as 100 years, but I mean you've been all my life, had your own band for a long time,
yeah,
and you've run it your way, which is at a high level of proficiency and musicianship and participation from members of the band, and this is your band. This is the band that you want to put, as you said, you wanted to archive on this new live thing with All the Rage, and I think I would say this for you: you've succeeded. And if people want to hear this live album, when I listen to it, I visualize the band live.
I'm actually
back at a live concert with Rhonda Vincent in the Rage when I listen to this latest album, because I've seen you enough, and I like your music enough. But this to me does put you right in the center row of a live show.
You are, and I love that. If you want to see how Josh plays Freeborn Man. It's an intimate setting. It's not in a large, like we're coming out in a few months is a live at the Ryman. That'll be a different setting. But I love that this is very up close and personal, and you can see how those guys play the instruments. And if you want to learn, it could almost be a learning tool also.
Josh has no markers on his guitar fretboard.
What?
Josh doesn't.
I didn't realize that.
Last time I saw him, well, you know who I was with, and we may not.
Oh yeah.
There were no markers on his fretboard.
How in the world does he do that?
I don't know, and I even asked someone, and that person's reaction was, he's just the best.
He is the best.
And maybe he's got a different guitar now, but the last two times I've seen him, because everybody
he's got the same one.
You have to look down, and it's like, well, it's black, it's just darkness, so he knows the fretboard that well.
You know what, when he first joined the Rage, he grabbed, I didn't know he was a banjo player, I had seen him play mandolin and guitar. He grabbed a banjo, and he wrapped himself around this instrument, and I had never seen anyone just like really playing that, and it's like, oh my gosh, he really becomes that what instrument, whatever it is, and he's so totally comfortable with that, and he just, you know, whatever he plays, whether it's the banjo, the mandolin, he's proficient on almost everything.
And he sings well.
And he's an incredible
singer.
What
a great album. You know, the first time I saw him was on a video, a DVD actually, that was done from when IBMA was celebrated in Owensboro, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, I don't know, there were a bunch of young kids there, and one was Josh, and everybody on the stage was Michael Cleveland was there, and Josh
right.
was playing a banjo in that band.
Yes.
And that was a great, because he does everything well. And everybody, and that's the thing about it. Aaron is an award-winning banjo player, and Aaron McDerris.
He is.
And I'm a
most recently on The Voice. Did you see him on there?
No.
Yes.
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Used him as an opportunity to say to be ready. You know, if you're whatever your occupation or whatever your skill is, you know. Be ready for when opportunity comes knocking and that you take that opportunity.
Right.
He was sitting at Thanksgiving dinner in 2016.
I saw that. And
gets a call and says, can you be in Hollywood on Saturday? You know, performs with two of the artists. And then he performed with the first artist. I didn't know he was going to be on with the second artist. I'm talking to his wife and she goes, oh, he's going to be on again. And it's like, here he comes on there. He not only has to play, learn songs within a short amount of time, arrangements, he has to walk down the stairs on live
TV.
Yes, I saw
that. I did
playing
see that part.
The banjo.
Which is insane. Which
and
is
his
insane.
Wife is going, oh my goodness, I hope he doesn't fall.
If he
oh my
falls.
Goodness.
Oh gosh. I'm so glad I'm going to let you go here.
Oh, yeah,
you're getting ready.
Yeah.
Where do they find this album? Where do people listen to the show and seeing you find this new live album?
You can get it at rhondavincent.com. At our shows, iTunes, Amazon, most of your normal places, and there's Tub Record Shop downtown Nashville.
Oh, good.
They have it. You can order it from them
oh,
if
good.
You like.
Good.
If you order it at rondavincent.com, it'll be autographed. That's kind of a little
nice.
Extra perk that
that's
we.
That's very nice.
That we.
And you are one of the busiest. We talk about your proficiency as having a band and presenting a band on stage, but you're also one of the busier. Road bands. We've talked about this. Right. You've been on the show seven, I don't know how many times. It's been a lot. Other than Sonny Osborne, I think you're the second most frequent guest.
Oh, wow, okay.
But Sonny's like 20-something.
Well, then Sonny and I need to do it together.
Absolutely.
Then.
We could do that sometime. But you told me once, and I think about this every once in a while, that you know when you've been home for a while because you're not sleeping as well because you're so used to traveling that you sleep so much better traveling on the road.
I love the bus, and that was this week. I was so worn out, and I just couldn't sleep until we got on the bus and we took out. In fact, we could have probably left on the morning, like at 8 o'clock, but it's like, oh, no, we're leaving in the middle of the night because I want my sleep. Yeah, I got to have the bus
you
moving.
You are such a road warrior.
I am.
How many... And I guess they would find your tour dates and your information about where you're going to be on that same website.
RhondaVincent.com. You can find pretty much everything there.
Yeah.
Getting ready to release an all-duet project, traditional country music, with Daryl Singletary.
Oh,
so
good.
Something that's also very special and very excited about.
Let me ask you this. When you convinced Sonny Osborne to sing, which nobody has in so many years, I can't remember, and you guys did Mama Tribe.
Yes.
Is that going to be ever released as part of a studio project? I have it.
Yeah,
it
was only a single.
Mm-hmm. I have it. I play it.
And it probably will be on an upcoming project. In the meantime, maybe not, because in the meantime, we did the Live at the Ryman
That's
project
right.
with Sonny and Bobby
that,
and
yes,
Jesse McReynolds. and Mac Wiseman, and we did Mama Tried on there.
Okay.
So it may not be. I did that. I wanted to do something in tribute to Merle Haggard.
Yes.
And I was part of the Country's Family Reunion, the Merle Haggard tribute.
That's how
all came about. Yeah. They asked me to pick a song, and I Googled it. I said, you know, what's his top songs? That was the most popular song of Merle Haggard, and no one had chosen it. I mean, almost everybody had chosen their song before that. And I thought, well, if that's his most popular, I want that one. And then somebody else said, well, most people don't want to do that. If that's the most popular, they want to steer clear of that. And I guess that's how crazy I am. Give me the best one.
As soon as it became available, I've got it. I've played it in the show several times, and I usually play it in between something from your band and The Rage and something from the Osborne Brothers.
Great segue.
Yes, because I know how hard it must have been. Although it might be easy for you to say, Sonny, I want you to come and sing. And maybe he was there before you hung up the phone. I don't know.
Well, I called. Mickey Harris is the one. We tracked the song. And he said, Sonny and Bobby, they toured with Merle Haggard.
Yes, they did.
He said, you should get Sonny to sing on this. And I said, that's a great idea. So I called him right then. And I said, you know what, we got a song, Mama Tried, and Sally's singing on it, because he and Sally are big UK fans,
mm-hmm.
They're great friends,
that's right.
And I said, I would love it if you and Sally and I would sing on this song. And he's like, oh, man, I haven't sang in a long time. I said, oh, it's like riding a bike. You just hop back on that bike. And he goes, so we sang it, literally, Mickey and Sally and I gathered around my iPhone, sang it, and then texted it back to him. And he listened to it, and he said, what do you want me to sing? And he said, well, when do you want me to do it? And I said, right now. Because I knew that if I let him think about this any longer, he would not do it. And I said, I want you to do it. We're in the studio. Can you come right now? He said, I'll be there in about an hour. Because he came all the way from Gallatin to the west side of Nashville, came over and recorded that song. And we were so, how special is that?
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah, I like that song. I like the way you did it. I'm glad you got Sonny out to do
you.
It. And I love this new album. This new live album is an absolute keeper, and can't wait for the second one, whatever. How many volumes you want to do?
Okay.
We'll track
just
them
one
down.
And two.
All right, we'll do that then. Well, thank you, Rhonda Vincent, so much.
My pleasure.
I'll let you get back to getting ready for performing, which is what you do so well.
Thanks.
Thanks so much.